This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee, which is launching a new investigation into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, is sharing information with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With Democrats now in control of House committees, the Intelligence Committee, led by California Congressman Adam Schiff, voted to send transcripts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller from the previous Russia investigation, led by Republicans, which ended with the finding there was no conspiracy or collusion. Since that time, the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and longtime advisor Roger Stone have been charged with lying to Congress. And Schiff has suggested the special counsel consider additional perjury charges. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is responding to that powerful legislative committee to investigating his personal finances.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Mr. Trump taking aim at Adam Schiff, the committee chairman who's a Democrat and prominent critic of the president. U.S. lawmakers emerged from a closed-door meeting Wednesday, asserting that an agreement on border security can be reached in the coming days, but indicated partisan differences remain on specific elements of a potential deal. They're working to avert another partial government shutdown by coming up with a plan to boost U.S. border security before federal funding expires on February 15th. British Prime Minister Theresa May reopened talks with the European Union leaders on the Brexit agreement Thursday and was bracing for a clash with senior EU officials during a day of divorce negotiations. She was welcomed by European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in a glum, stiff handshake ceremony that underscored the simmering tension between the UK and other 27 EU member states. With the planned departure date of March 29th, May is expected to be stonewalled by the EU officials. This is VOA News. Taliban and influential Afghan opposition leaders concluded a rare two-day peace meeting in Moscow Wednesday, where they jointly declared that a complete withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces is key to a lasting peace in Afghanistan. A post-meeting declaration noted that participants also agreed to support ongoing U.S.-led direct talks with the Taliban to seek a negotiated settlement to the Afghan war, now in its 18th year. Afghan Parliament member Fawzia Koofi says there were areas of disagreement among various factions.
Everybody was presenting their own views. Taliban view was that the current constitution is not acceptable, but the delegation from Afghanistan were stating that the constitution is a legitimate constitution. Of course, institutions should be reformed because this was an issue that there was no agreement. That's why in the resolution you see there is no mention about that.
The Russian embassy in Kabul said members of the Afghan diaspora in Russia organized the dialogue, though delegates privately acknowledged the host government played a major role in arranging it. A new report by the United Nations shown to the Security Council claims North Korea is working to ensure its weapons cannot be destroyed by military strikes. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The announcement by UN monitors comes ahead of a meeting between U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Stephen Biegun and his North Korean counterpart in preparation for a second denuclearization summit. The UN report found evidence of North Korea using civilian facilities, including airports, for ballistic missile assembly and testing, with the goal of effectively preventing decapitation strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump has hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea and set the date for his second summit with Kim Jong-un for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Controversy could bring down Virginia's top three elected officials, AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
With Virginia's governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all mired in controversy, an unprecedented shakeup could be looming in Richmond. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and state attorney general Mark Herring are trying to survive a blackface scandal. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is being accused of sexual assault. All three are Democrats. If the scandals were to cost all three their jobs, next in line would be Virginia's Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox. Herring has already lost one position. He's stepping down as one of the co-chairs of the Democratic Attorneys General Association. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump announced Wednesday Treasury Department official David Malpass as his choice to lead the World Bank. The sharp critic of the 189-nation lending institution says he's honored. Jim Yong Kim left last month, 3 years before his term was to end. Other candidates will likely be nominated for the post by the bank's member countries. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.